Hey, everybody, and welcome to the SEAL Podcast, episode number 44. What's the bingo call for 44? Do we know?
Don't know. It looks like it should be something, though, doesn't it?
Bingo call 44. Droopy drawers.
That sounds about right.
There you go. 44, good number that. For the middle of July, I am Fraser. On my left, I'm joined by Dave.
Hello.
And on my right, I'm joined by Neil.
Hello.
A couple of things to address before we get started. I think the first one is to apologize for the audio quality on the episode last week. I don't know if you guys went and listened to it, but I think Craig was having a bit of a shit show last week for some reason or another. I'm not exactly sure what was going on. Did you listen?
I can't remember. I think I did. I don't remember.
I put it on and I was like, oh, that's weird. I wonder why my phone's playing up, but okay. If it's...
Yeah, there was a couple of like, I think that the, I don't know. Anyway, there's some audio issues. Eh, whatever. That's all you're getting. That's a short apology. and then we had a break off last week. So we thank you very much for your patience. Well, we just had a week off just to refresh, recharge, reuse, recycle.
Yep.
Apologies to a couple of people who sent us some cracking emails, which were like, you know, I on PC building. I don't know whether they can wait, but they've had to wait. So we'll get to those in a minute. We'll get to the emails in a minute. Do we want to do emails first? Let's talk about what we've been doing.
Oh, we've been up to
emails. Yeah.
Cause it could be a while.
Could it?
Been well busy, isn't it? We can do everything again now, can't we?
I think
the virus has done one now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's completely over. I'm going to say this. I don't know. Like, I saw somebody saying that they were going to like a theme park. This is UK. Somebody saying they were going to the theme park and the beach and stuff like that. And I was like, what? Am I missing something? Yeah. I don't know.
That's one thing I haven't heard actually mentioned by name. But I haven't been really paying too much attention.
Yeah, I don't know. We're having mandatory masks now. All that's coming in now. You have to wear a mask now. All that's coming in. Things are sort of returning to normal.
I think that's it. It's sort of returning to normal. And to be honest, that's why we've all got masks now. Because like just people are thinking it's normal now. And it's like, no, it's still really not.
Problem is, people who think it's normal who aren't wearing masks. It doesn't matter if you're wearing a mask, then if they've got it, then they're still spreading. So
it's kind of a visual reminder of, hey, look, we're still going through shit.
I bought some masks for work. Well, like Tuesday, I went to work. We had all my arrows and everything, and they were talking. I was like, earwigging. And it's like, yep, all the arrows are gone. No queuing, no more. It's just free for all in Tesco's now. I was like, okay, best get those masks.
Yep.
Yeah, see, where we work, we've opened our doors now. We were doing only curbside pickup. And we've opened our doors now with sort of like only allowing one person in at a time, and you have to have a mask. But still, lots of people turn up without them. I don't, you know, anyway, I don't know. It carries on.
It might be carrying on a longer the way.
I think it is going to carry on. I don't really know. I don't really want to dwell on the virus. There's not really much point, is there? Because all it ends up devolving is to just going, right, the Americans are batshit insane. And like, there's loads.
But we're worse, apparently. Apparently, there's more Americans using masks than there are people in the UK. So
I was going to say, and the UK aren't much better. But I don't want to start mudslinging. What does that achieve, right? I went out shopping this week and I was still shocked for the amount of people who are walking around without masks. But there you go. It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because people go, well, you know what, the Canadian, we have hardly got any cases here at all. And it's like, well, that's because we've all been practicing
everything
that we're supposed to. And if you get, well, whatever. Should have fucking broken
that. I've tried my mask on and it's, I wear glasses, and that is pretty annoying. I've got to be honest.
Yeah,
because every time I breathe out, I can't see.
Yeah, who would have thought wearing a mask? What a week! Everybody have a good week.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm pretty boring, to be honest. Same as usual.
Well, this week I've been back at work and normal. So, yeah. Week before I did loads of stuff around the house again.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in the middle of a heat wave here. It's been consistently like in the low to mid 30s almost every day. It's fucking boiling. It's so funny, right? I had a guy come in today and he was like, because I work in air conditioning and heating and all that sort of stuff. And this guy came in today and he's going, you know, I live in this 3-story townhouse and, you know, is there any way to boost this, you know, the system? Because like it's really hot in the top of my house. And yeah. I was like, dude, okay. I don't know if you've noticed outside like the temperature, right? It is consistently in the 30s. We're possibly breaking records here on heat. And you're thinking that your system's not working because it's a little bit warm up top of your house?
Yeah.
Like what miracles are you expecting here?
He wants to live in a 3-story townhouse without air conditioning in it.
I can't even imagine. I am literally shitting my pants and my AC is going to crap out. There's no ACs for love or money in this country. America's got shortfalls. If my AC goes down, we're in trouble. And I work in the industry.
What are you doing about it then, Fraser?
Nothing. Nothing. Running it full tilt. I slept in the basement last night because it was too hot.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got that nice couch, haven't you, down there?
Yeah, we got a pull-out bed down here.
Nice.
I have been doing a lot of housework. I'll go because I've been doing a lot of housework. I've been putting up lots of shelves. So in our basement here, I've been doing shelves above all the computers and stuff like that. It's not really a big deal. Like pretty easy going. A lot of garden work. So I'm not sure how far I'd got in our. In our garden, but our beds are in now, and we've sowed the clover.
Yes,
because we're not having grass, we're having clover.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then we had a flash thunderstorm.
Did it wash all the clover away?
Well, this is it. So 2 nights ago, we had a flash thunderstorm, and I was sitting here in the basement. So try and explain this for those who might not understand. So the basement I have, there is a window. Which is at the top of my wall in the basement, but it's below grade if you're outside. Do you know what I mean? So there's like a window well out the back of the house where that window is.
Right. I'm getting an idea what's coming up. Yeah.
The window was not open, was it?
If you're sort of following what's going on here. And anyway, this perfect, perfect storm of a storm happened and that my guttering was clogged. So all the water just flowed over the guttering and it went straight down and smashed the window well covering, like 4 or 5 years old. So it's brittle. Right. And it just was running into the window well. And I was here at my PC looking, I was going, that's a lot of water going in there. And I was really, really thinking much of it, but I was like, you know, I should really just go up, check. I just got to poke my head up outside. And then I went and looked in the window well and the water was just rising, getting closer and closer to the window itself. So I dropped everything I was doing. It was massive panic stations. I grabbed my wet and dry vac and was sucking the water out of this window well. and then I got to it just before it went over the top. And then I grabbed the ladder and I ran up the ladder when there was a break.
This is during the thunderstorm.
This is while I'm just about to start a game of PUBG. Yeah, this is when, yeah, there was a break in the thunderstorm. So I grabbed my ladder and I went up to the top of the roof and cleared out the guttering. And then I ran out and bought a new window well cover and all that. And we had a little bit of water came into the basement, but it's not too bad. It's completely screwed the garden where we planted where we sowed our clover. That's all a mess now.
We've got big lump of clover in one corner now or something.
Well, it's just that the ground was so soft and wet that it's just like now it's not flat at all. It's got footprints all over it. And I was sitting there trying to kneel down and drill this thing into the wall and we did have some water, but to be honest, like that and panic and emergency situation, like I did more jobs in the space of 2 hours than I possibly would have done in 2 months. And we did have some water came into the basement, but not much, so that's okay. Like it was disaster proper. If we hadn't been here, that would have been really bad.
Oh yeah, if it was the middle of the night or something.
Yeah, for sure. So,
how is your window not sealed?
It is, and bizarrely, actually, if you look at the window from some time before we even moved in, there's a slight watermark about a third of the way up the window. So this thing is so it's flooded before, right? And it's not a massive big deal if a little bit of water comes in, but if a lot of water comes in, it could completely ruin the carpet, right? So like the window is sealed, but it's still, the problem is if it's
not quite watertight.
Well, the house isn't that watertight, right? That's the problem. So if you have, you're trying to always get this water away from the house, right? If it floods in through that, what happened, I think, is it still goes in that well, or it did go in that well, and then it comes, seeps down the side of the house below the ground, and then seeps in through a hole, right? Somewhere. Like a
Which
hole.
Which kill me?
A hole. So there'll be a crack somewhere. I mean, this house is 50 years old, right? So there'll be a crack somewhere in the what do they call those breeze blocks or whatever that are on the outside, right? Whatever. I mean, it's a fucking old house, right? So oldish, old for Canada. But anyway, that's my fascinating story on that. That was just that was one rooms. Of those. It has its ups and downs, but yeah, man, that was one of those like emergency situations where at the end of the night, my wife was just looking at me like I was some sort of champion. We're in tonight, boys. Hey,
I don't think we need to go any further there.
Fraser's proved he's got some sort of manliness in him. Come on, love, let's go. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. It's yours.
10 minutes. That's going some, mate.
Well, I gotta get changed and have a shower.
we've had a week of drizzle.
It's been miserable.
So none of this high sort of heat or flash floods or storm like that's interesting now. We're just a constant drizzle for the last week.
You do what the UK does best, right?
Yes, wet summer.
Yeah.
It's almost like the kids would normally break up from school around now, and it's just time for it to rain for 6 weeks.
Yeah, right. Not that they can really go out anyway, so.
Well, they can go out. Just can't go in anywhere. Well, they can now, but.
I've got something there about PCs. I suppose I could talk about it. We are going to be talking about PCs quite a bit in a minute. But I will say, you know, let's leave that because I think we're talking about CPUs as well. Or something. We'll come back to the PC stuff. So if either one of you want to just carry on with your what you have in the notes there.
Well, yep. I've been doing more stuff around the house. I had another trip to IKEA.
Dude, got there early. There. Been there now three.
Well, I think the times I've actually been in is only two, I think, but I've been there about five times. No way, three times.
Is this one of those times did you actually go in?
I got there a bit early, thinking, you know, I'm not messing about this time. Get there before they open. And it was already a massive queue. I was like, for fuck's sake. But I was in by 10:30 and they opened at 10. And I was out again.
Was it drizzle while you were out there?
No, see, it's underground. The car park's under the shop, so it's all right, we'll dry. What I did learn from the previous time is it gets a bit fucking chilly under there. There's a bit of a wind come through and there's no sun or anything, clearly, because it's under the shop. And it was a bit chilly the first time. I remember my shorts and T-shirt on. So I dressed a bit more appropriately this time, just standing in a queue for half an hour.
Did you take a woolly hat?
No, it wasn't that cold. So I got in and I was out within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Got my stuff.
That's it.
Back in the car, off home. So I was there out for about an hour. Which is not too bad. It took a while to get in, but once I was in, it's like, can I go straight to the thing? No. Okay. Right. So I had to find the quick route around the showroom area because there's obviously these little shortcuts. And I think I did a pretty good job of getting the right shortcuts.
Yeah.
And not getting confused and then going for a shortcut and ending up back where you fucking started again. Oh. Bollocks.
Yeah. We've all done that.
When
you start getting into those shortcuts, it's almost like a compass would help you, right? Just so at least you know which way is north.
Yeah, it is quite easy to lose your sense of direction around there. I've got to be honest. It's a bit of a maze. But, got my desk and my new TV unit for the back room. Back room's done. Done my skirting boards. The fucking all finished. I ain't ever using the glue down stuff again. The vinyl tiles themselves for the floor, real easy to use. Sticking them down, massive pain in the ass.
Right.
So I will be getting the click vinyls next time.
Yeah, duly noted.
It's dead easy to cut them to size. Just literally like a bit of a Stanley knife down the sort of the back. Fold it on the long seam and just like snaps, perfect line. I was like, nice. And then any like edges were quite simple to do as well. Similar thing, just do a big crease with your Stanley knife and then just give it a fold and it would snap perfectly along the line. I was like, that's all right. But yeah, gluing, that took ages.
Sliding around like that.
You have to like put the glue down and you have to leave it for so long, don't you? Put it, then you've only got an hour. You've got to like leave it for 10 minutes and then you've got only got an hour. So you can only put enough glue down, obviously, that you're going to like time it right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I ain't never done anything like that before. I ain't doing that again. That was appalling because I think there's, you do it all, it looked perfect. And then I'd go off and leave like the four planks wide or whatever I'd done. And then come back and go, it fucking moved. Fucking pain in the ass. No one's been in there. So yeah.
What
an absolute baller that was. Then got the skirting boards done. Bit of caulking. Never done that before. I've done loads of stuff I've never done before.
Caulking?
Caulking, yeah. The little gaps caulking. Where you put the skirting board along next to the wall.
Oh, okay.
Decorated chalk.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Yeah.
Chalking or caulking?
Caulking. C-A-U-L-K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, done all that. It's all pucker. Got my new TV in it all together. Got moved my PC. Set up my VR.
Ooh.
It's like a perfect VR space. I'm a little bit scared though. Because it's just about the right size width wise. So when I was playing table tennis the other day, the old like Guardian thing kept flashing up. I was like, I'm not sure about this. So I'm a little bit wary of like giving it a big, and I did actually do like a, I don't know what I was doing. I can't remember what I was playing. I think it might have been Beat Saber. I flung my hands up and I hit the light lampshade and stuff like that.
No. So,
might put a flush lamp fitting in the back room now rather than a big lampshade.
Yeah, right. No so, danger to the TV though.
No, TV's fine. I made sure I've got a good distance from the TV. Like that way's fine. It's the width. It's a little bit snug. But, yeah. So that's all I've done my housework wise. Watched the rest of that Giri Heshi. Did you watch any more of that?
No.
I haven't watched it, no.
I went off it. I think my wife
went a little bit. Well, it was not really believable, I guess. I did get a little bit like, I'm thinking about this too much.
Yeah, there was one of the episodes, which was the end of episode 4 or 5, where it suddenly went into like a retrospective of everything that the characters were doing and talked about the circle of life or something. I don't know what it was. I can't even remember. But it just seemed to just completely disappear up its own arse suddenly. And I was like, what? Where's that come from? Why has it done that? Like, just... What did you do that for? And it made me hate it suddenly.
I never get to that stage where I hated it. I was like, this has gone a little bit strange, but then I kept powered through and it got good again and it was good.
But I think we watched another one after that. So we really just need to watch it. We've had a shit show of a week, so I just or whatever. So we haven't, it's 2 weeks now actually, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I watched loads of episodes in one go. And then I like the last two I had left for about a week and a half.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So.
But yeah, I watched them yesterday and it was good. It's a really odd scene towards the end of it. I was like, okay. But yeah, it was good overall. And now I want to play Yakuza. So. And then I watched a film, which is not... I'd moved my TV and stuff and I was just flicking through Netflix to see what was in 4K. And this film, Moneyball, came up with Brad Pitt in. It's a baseball film. I was like, I don't really like baseball. Never seen it. Don't like baseball particularly. Every time I've watched a baseball game, it's been finished like 2-1 and being extremely fucking boring. I'm like, 2-1? This went on for about 4 hours. People moan about cricket. Jesus.
I like baseball.
I don't like it when no one's scoring any runs.
Baseball is one of those things. It is a bit like cricket, right? In the fact that you have to get yourself in the mindset of going to the baseball or going to the cricket. In that if you're into just relaxing and just letting the game go.
Just not actually paying attention to what the fuck is going on. Someone just get pissed.
Well, there is that too. I like baseball and cricket because there's a lot of number crunching you can do while you're watching it. So, you know, there's all the stats. They love their stats, right? So.
Yeah. Oh, that film was all about stats. That was all. Oh, yeah. If you like statistics, it did statistics at A-levels or whatever. You know, fucking loved that film. Yeah. But yeah, it was really compelling. And I was like, I don't really like baseball. They were like, but and I'm not, don't know really what made me watch it. But yeah, that was actually quite entertaining. I was like, but that didn't feel like a 2-hour film or whatever it was. So yeah, that's me sort of stuff. I've been watching the F1 as well. Because it's back, like Dave's about to say about.
F1 is back.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. It was very good.
Which one was it? Australia?
Australia's not happening this year.
No. It got stopped before it started.
Yeah, that was where they were. Did they ever get to the practice?
They
can't remember in Australia if they had the practice, but basically one of the McLaren pit crew got coronavirus and it all got cancelled. And that was the end of Formula One for about 2 months, wasn't it?
So, 100 days or something.
Yeah. But now, and it was back with a bit of a bang last week. It was fucking carnage.
Oh, it was awesome. It was a really good race. But yeah, they're there again tomorrow. On Sunday.
Yeah.
Same place. Yep.
And they've just announced the next two, the last two at the moment. Going back to Russia in September or late September, and then Mugello, whatever you say it, Italian, which they haven't been there in God knows how long.
I don't know why.
They have the bikes there, don't they? I think, but they haven't had cars, F1 for a long time, but. It's going to be an interesting season because at the moment there's only, 10, 12 races? There's usually nearly 20, so...
I think, it started off with 8 and now it's up to 10. So, they're hoping
there
for
might be more yet.
Yeah.
But, it's all a bit weird.
Good then.
Good. All right. Anything else? Dave?
Me? So I've watched a few films.
This is your section here, Dave. You all right? You've been on the sherbets tonight.
Oh, tired. Watched Rush, a film about Formula One.
Okay. Did you watch that after the Formula One?
I did, yeah. James Hunt and Niki Lauda.
I've watched that film. It was surprisingly good.
It was actually really good, and I looked back at some of the pictures of the drivers, and they look pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah, Hemsworth is James Hunt, isn't he?
Yeah. But they've nailed the look, and it's a really good. It's about the racing, but I saw about the story about the people behind it as well. So
The relationship and all that. And
I do want to watch that movie. I do.
It is a good movie.
Some of the after he has the accident. They portray that he's gone through it, I'm sure he did, but it was just in the hospital and stuff. It was not great.
Did he get the detective thing?
Yeah, he did look a bit like that. That does remind me of that.
Do you remember that when that came out? But we were kids when that came out, weren't we? Guy got completely burned. For people who don't know, he got completely burned up. Yeah, but didn't the old... Do you remember the nurse?
Well, the only bit I really remember. I don't remember him getting completely burned.
Whatever, and then gives him an old happy ending or something, doesn't it?
It was a bit... it was one of those things that, you know, everyone at school was like, have you seen this?
They only so, oh, the boys best only cared that. About it because he got a hand job.
Which, yeah, funny
enough, is the name of Dave's next film he's watched.
The Nut Job.
Okay, is this an 18 rated nut
job? Watching some movies with the missus, Dave. Some German educational films.
It's quite an old film, actually. It's a kids.
Yeah, it animated. Could be anything further from that, to be honest.
With Bruce Willis. So, yeah.
Who's
Bruce Willis?
Here? No.
It was a bit of a low budget one, as I remember.
Yeah,
it?
Liam Neeson, Will Arnett.
Is it Steve Carell in it? Is he the squirrel or something?
No,
that's
no.
That's Ice Age you're thinking of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see. Nut Job.
The Nut Job.
I'm quite got this. Hang on a second.
Oh, that's blocked from parental settings.
Save search on.
I think there's a Nut Job 2 as well.
We if you're lucky.
Yeah. I've forgotten all the name, all the voices, but I have seen it. Is that the one where there's that lady in the neighborhood watch or something like that, and they're all in her house going nuts or something? They're trying to rescue something from her house. Or something. Is that the one?
So the first one is there's a park, like a little park, and they're trying to get enough food to last the winter. But then they've got this other guy, this other squirrel, Squirrely, who is just out for himself. He doesn't want to help out, and it's about them finding a nut shop that's used as
break in or something.
Bank job, yeah. And it's quite good. I had it on for a little bit, but I ended up watching it.
She got bored after 10 minutes.
Pretty much, yeah. She jumped back on the Switch and I was watching it. It's quite good, actually. I enjoyed it.
I think I'm getting this mixed up with another movie, isn't there? Something
there's like a few that are along the similar lines.
Yeah.
Squirrel-based 3D.
Squirrel-based movies. I'll search for that on Netflix.
That's his Netflix genre. I'm thinking I've had Bruce Willis in it.
I don't know what that is.
Over the Head. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
God, that sounds equally awful. What was that other thing? What was the one when there's like the moose? With the moose?
Brother Bear?
No, I don't think it was Brother Bear, but I know that one as well. God, there were some shit ones. It was like there's like Pixar and then there's like DreamWorks and then there's like whatever the others are. Just shit.
Then it goes really downhill from there. The Moose?
I can't remember. There was one with a moose in it, I think.
Moose animated movie. Brother Bear's coming up.
Oh, no,
not Rocky Bullwinkle.
No, I can't remember now.
Morris the Midget.
It's a bit like... Oh, I don't know. It was similar to that Over the Hedge and those sort of things. I can't bloody remember now.
Oh.
Yeah. Watched a lot of shit kids films.
I've watched a ton of movies this last week or two. But I can't even remember what any... None of them are standouts. None of them. So there. Okay. Well, look, that'll do for what we've been up to before we just sort of go drop it off into a no man's land. Let's go to the emails and tweets. So let's tackle Mark Canix's first one. Mechanics' one first.
Well, there's two of his.
Yeah, okay.
They were like linked.
Okay. So how can we break this down? So I'll read it. Should I just try and read it all?
Read the first.
I'll try and
the second one straight away because.
Hey Seals, loving the podcast, very entertaining and helps me through the working day. So with all your talk about PC builds, I've been looking at upgrading mine as it's getting a bit old. Currently have an i5 4570, 16 gig of RAM, SSD, blah, 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 1050 Ti. So an i5 4570 and a 1050 Ti.
Yeah.
Thanks to Sean, I am now hooked on GTA roleplay. Thanks for that. I don't know if it's server lag on my PC, slow down in the menus, commands difficult to use, A lot of players on the server I am on have graphics, shaders, etc., and they look amazing. I have all mine set to normal, even though in single player my PC can handle very high settings. I don't have a budget, be going mid-range, buying the parts over a few months to spread the cost. Before we go into the next bit, so let's just address what he's struggling with there. The 1050 Ti is getting a bit long in the tooth now, isn't it?
Yep. I'm surprised he can handle very high settings in single player, to be honest, but fair play. Because my son has a... I think he's just got a 1050, not a Ti. And it looks all right in Destiny 2, but Destiny 2 is pretty forgiving on your graphics card. Because I used to be able to run that at 4K, decent frame rate, on my old 1070.
It's a very well-optimized game.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
And so for anyone who sort of like is new, when we say that, like, it fucking runs like butter, that game, right?
So Destiny 2 does, yeah.
Yeah, so a game like Destiny 2, which can be as modern as something like PUBG. PUBG is not optimized. PUBG is as optimized as fucking a plate of food that's fallen on the floor. Dreadful. It's just like spilt on fucking wishes and dreams, that game, isn't it? But Destiny 2, you could have a pretty like low-end rig and run it and get a decent experience out of it.
Most PCs will be superior to the console versions, I would say, on Destiny 2, from what I've seen. Like, my son's version definitely runs at a much higher frame rate. And it's only on a 1050.
Right.
Because of my experience of playing GTA on PC, is it's a bit of a fucking monster.
Yeah.
Once you start turning the settings up.
And then putting mods on and custom graphics shaders. And, yeah.
So really, what are we saying then for what he's playing now? I don't really know about the role playing. I'm guessing that's going to be pretty intensive. It must be, right?
I don't know how much more intensive it would be than just playing GTA.
Yeah,
I always found
if you're putting graphics mods on there, obviously it will be. But
yeah, I always found that the online was always worse than the single player anyway. So I can kind of understand it, but. Yeah, it's I think I don't know if it's his graphics card or is a CPU limiting.
I think it is quite hefty on the CPU GTA, yeah. Particularly because it's calculating this huge world, which isn't all to do with just rendering it in graphics.
No.
He says, after a little bit of research, I wanted to get your opinion on a Ryzen 5 3600. He's got a Gigabyte B450 motherboard, 16 gig of RAM. I mean, that's all standard stuff in the drives.
Yep.
But so really the takeoff there is, right, he's saying he's looking at a Ryzen 5 3600 and a GTX 1660 6 gig. He's only doing 1080p. That should be more than enough.
It sounds like that would easily cope with that. I'll just say with your Ryzens, is to make sure you get good RAM. Don't cheap out on the RAM. Get a slow RAM. Make sure you get a good speed on the RAM, because that makes quite a big difference. Allegedly,
because
I wouldn't know because I've not had slow RAM because I've got 3600 megahertz RAM.
Right.
So you want at least 3000 megahertz, but preferably a bit more than that.
Also, I think on the Ryzen, I'm not sure on the Ryzen 5 3600, but I think. Maybe I should have researched this, but there might be an XT coming out. Did you guys?
Yeah, they've just come out, but it's a 3750, is it, or something, or 3900 XT? So they're top end ones, I believe. Well, actually, let me just see. I'm sure I saw them earlier.
I'm basically hearing what people are saying is the Ryzen 3300X, which I just put in Stan's computer, I think. Is it 3300X? I've forgotten.
That'll be. Sort of equivalent to an Intel.
They are saying that that's equivalent to an i7 from about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So you're not really going to go wrong with the Ryzen.
No. They have just launched a 3600 XT, apparently. So that would probably be very good.
That would probably be worth the extra 20 quid or something.
It's 250 quid for a 3600 XT. I don't know how much a 3600 would be.
Okay.
But the 3300X is allegedly the best CPU for gaming guide at PC Gamer because it's well cheap.
Yeah, really. Check that if you want to save some coin. The 3300X, that's what I
keep the motherboard, or maybe get a newer version of the motherboard if you save a little bit on that chip and invest a little bit more on the motherboard, because that'll then maybe pay off for the next upgrade.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Because the newer the motherboards you get, Jim, especially, well, the AMDs are already done 3 gens of Ryzen, have they now, pretty much? Well, their 3rd gen Ryzens are coming, and they're going to be compatible with the current motherboards. So maybe we're getting to the end of them. I don't know, but I try and get as up to date a motherboard as you can, really.
Yeah, I think if I upgrade, I was thinking about upgrading mine. Possibly, I would definitely upgrade the motherboard at the same time. But anyway,
the RAM's the same. So
we did Stan's computer. I'm trying to work out how to fit this in, but I can just say it now. Anyway, we upgraded Stan's computer. So this was a computer I built in 2014. i3-3220 and an HD 7770.
Wow, I had one then.
So
that must have been creaking, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
He was struggling to run stuff, wasn't he? Yeah,
he couldn't run PUBG. He didn't have a good experience on PUBG. Warzone was out. So we replaced but I had a nice Rosewall power supply. We've kept the case, kept the drives. So this is exactly, we're doing what we said last time we had the show, or we talked about PCs a couple of shows ago. We've managed to reuse those components. And I would like to have upgraded his case, but at the same time, we can reuse his case. So we did reuse his case rather than, you know, there's only so much money I want to spend on him.
Yeah.
And so we went with the basic B450 board, 3300X, and a 1650 Super graphics card. And that is like budget bang for your buck build right there. So I think what Mark's talking about, he can go a little bit more than that.
Yeah, he's definitely going mid-range there.
Yeah, we should talk about that benchmarking too that we did this week at some point. Let's finish off Mark here and then maybe make a note of that. But so, yeah, I think Mark, 1666 gig, can't go wrong with that card, really. Bang for buck, that's around about there, right? That's a bang for buck card.
I don't know how that. What's the price on that? Is that yours? 5700 XT, Dave. How much is one of them?
Hmm.
Your one that you've got.
What?
Are you doing this tonight, Dave?
What do I? What? My what?
Your graphics card. How much is one of them?
Oh, I don't know. I got it in a bundle, didn't I? Mine's a. XT anniversary.
Way more expensive than yours than the 16. What did he say? 1660.
1666 gig. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a 1660 super. Is that the 60?
There's a TI and a super. Is there on those? I fucking go. It's getting a bit confusing now. There's too many.
I think if you're looking at the 1660 anyway, you're up there with a good GPU that's going to last you 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's definitely, I would say, enough for your 1080.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. And it, yeah, for 1080p, for sure. Yeah. And he says, would this be decent enough for 1080p gaming? Yes, it would.
Yeah.
And fairly future-proof for a while. Sure. But like Neil says, maybe just upgrade that motherboard. If you can divert that CPU money to the motherboard, that might be worth doing. It's mainly the GPU I'm struggling to make a decision on more than anything. I don't think that's a bad choice. Always have NVIDIA, so not sure about AMD GPUs.
It's no difference apart from the software behind it, but you very rarely look at that.
So
they'll work.
Yeah.
Just depends.
Yeah, so he says, thanks guys. Owen, Sean, thanks for the rabbit hole of GTA roleplay and killing all my free time. he also followed up with another email that says, hey, lazy nerds, seeing as you couldn't be arsed podcasting last week, it's given me the opportunity to add some more info. I have a strong feeling it's my CPU. What is causing the issues I highlighted on my last email with GTA? A few people have told me it's very CPU intensive when using the 5M mod. Do you think I could just get away with upgrading the motherboard CPU, RAM, and sticking in an NVMe drive for now and utilize my current GTX 1050? Purely for financial reasons, I will upgrade the GPU eventually.
Well, it's definitely something to consider. If you don't think you need it, literally just buy the bits that you need. And then the good thing about it is you can just go, oh yeah, still shit, and whack in a new, you know, make sure it's compatible with the graphics card which you got, which 9 times out of 10 it is.
Yeah.
And do it.
It's so awkward because it's got to the point, like, this is a similar point to where I was with my CPU. I was holding my rig back and it was like, that's like a complete change. Like, I need to get, when you got to the point where you need to upgrade your CPU, and it means you can't just get a new CPU. It means you've got to get the new motherboard, the new RAM.
Yeah.
That's definitely like 44 series i5 is easily replaceable for not a lot of money to get a massive improvement. The graphics cards are always expensive at the moment. So I think it's time to definitely upgrade the CPU and motherboard.
And you're basically upgrading two things, right? Yeah. That's what it seems to be.
Well, the RAM is a massive improvement.
Well, but you're not upgrading the CPU motherboard without the RAM, right? So that's a package in itself. And then your graphics card is going to be the equivalent cost of whatever's on. So either way, you're doing half on the one, half on the other.
You're basically probably going to spend as much on the graphics card as you are on the rest of it. So yeah. If you want to upgrade. But yeah, I think that originally that was a good, solid build. And you wouldn't go wrong with that. If you kept the graphics card for the time being and then upgraded later, the CPU motherboard combination is definitely...
Yeah, old. You wouldn't need a new case. You probably don't need. Well, I don't know what the power is that it's got at the moment, but
the Ryzen 3600 is going to be probably less power use than that old i5,
yeah,
or similar. So,
upgrade the CPU, motherboard, RAM, and just see what happens.
Yeah. Yep.
You're gonna upgrade,
and then go, well, fuck it, I might as well get a graphics card anyway.
You're going to do it, so just do it in whatever order you want, right? Yeah. Well, I hope that
you can use his hard drive from his existing, and then if he wants to add a, what do you call it,
NVMe drive, definitely is a big boost on the old SSDs.
But there's two ways of doing it, isn't it? There's sticking one of them in and then making it as a secondary hard drive so you can just put all your games and stuff on it.
That's a waste as far as I'm concerned. You need your OS on there, definitely.
Yeah. So what I can say is transfer everything over from your hard drive into that, Windows and everything, and then use your large terabyte as your gaming and stuff. So,
okay. So for the uninitiated, the NVMe drives are those little stick drives.
It's smaller than a stick of RAM, but it's way more.
And they plug directly into the motherboard.
Mm.
Yeah. Super fast.
Never. Well, make sure you've got a motherboard that supports it.
The B450s, don't buy the current. If you get a B450 motherboard, don't buy the whatever it is, Gen 4. NVMe's because you won't be getting all of the speed. You don't need to, because they're fucking well expensive. So I'm sure he knows that now.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, appreciate it, Mark. Good luck. Let us know. Keep us informed on what you're doing. Christian Barkley says, "A up, dudes. The first show I ever listened to was the one when the Scottish dude was talking about GTA 5 roleplay. I was in stitches and found it fascinating. I also always wondered why you hadn't mentioned it again. Then on last week's show, he was back and it was fantastic. Sorry to hear about his accident, which has prevented his appearances on the show. Hope he has a speedy recovery." We'll pass that on to Sean. Thanks, Christian. "I found your PC chat fascinating, but sometimes I was thinking, are they speaking the same language?"
Yeah.
"I went on PC Part Picker and looked at builds in my price range. 1,000 quid. The link below is one that seems pretty cool. It was built in 2017, so I'm not sure if bits will be obsolete or money could be better spent. So he dropped us the list. 2017? How did you know that was 2017?
I don't know, but I went to PC Park Picker. I'm a nightmare when I start looking at things. It's like, oh, I can, like, if that's only a tenner more for this and a tenner more for that, and all of a sudden it's fucking like 1500 quid. But you could definitely do better with the modern stuff.
Well, the other thing I'm looking at on that PC part picker list is I see the Intel Core i7 is 560 quid. And there's no prices in against the motherboard or the...
Yeah, because you can't get them. They're old.
Yeah, okay, so that build is should be consigned to file.
As, he says, it is obsolete.
Yeah.
And your money could be best spent. So, because you'll be looking at stuff that you can't really get anymore from 2017. Yeah. Or if you can, it would be so rare. I don't know why it would go up in value, because it is, like you say, it's not obsolete, because it would work. But it's not good value for money these days.
No, there are better builds.
Even on the front page, there's a build that's just shy of a grand. A Ryzen 3600. What they got?
Sometimes they miss bits out there, but they've got not got prices on some of their parts. And so it's like, yeah, this is a £1,000 build. And it's like, yeah, but you haven't got a price for your case. Could be 20 quid or it could be 150 quid, depending on what you want to spend.
Yeah, that's not bad, actually, that PC part picker, because they've got filters there, so you can filter it, dial it into what your budget is, and then it'll give you a list of everybody else's builds. Just try and pick something that's relatively recent.
I've not really used it. I just look at, I've got sort of, I always, you know, there's sort of four or five places I look at, really. Sort of scan, where I bought my pre-built PC, Overclockers, eBuyer, Amazon, obviously. And what's the other one? Can't think now. But yeah, they're the main four that I look at for parts.
For buying parts, though.
For buying parts, yeah.
I'm talking about like builds, though. Like if he needs, if he needs a build to...
Those places have all got pre-built PCs.
Oh, yeah.
And or configurable PCs. So you can dick around to your heart's content, taking things in and out of them, if you use a configurator to get to your right amount, your budget, basically. So, and I mean, that's it. Obviously for a built one. If you then look at the parts, you may be able to shop around and get all of those parts slightly cheaper. If you get a couple of bits from here and a couple of bits from somewhere else, and blah blah blah. But they've like usually got decent built pre-built PCs or custom configurable PCs built with decent parts, not like you go like the old days when you could buy a PC be built and it would be from Currys or wherever and it'd be shit because it would all have like basically you couldn't be able to upgrade anything because but they're not really built like that anymore.
Sorry, I was just looking up some prices. Yeah. If you need a link to some builds, we can do that for you, Christian. I think there's no problem. Just open up a dialogue and let us know you're sending us messages, and we'll do something. But yeah, for 1,000 quid, that whatever that is, you posted.
1,000 quid is good. A good amount of money to spend. You could spend a lot more. And you could spend a little bit less if you really wanted, but
1,000 quid is a very decent budget.
Yeah.
No worries at all. So yeah, you're gonna get something good no matter what. Although I would say this, that at the start you still have to, you're outlaying for all those things. You've still got to make sure you get a copy of Windows and all that sort
well,
of stuff.
And it keyboard doesn't include monitors. Yeah.
Yeah. Monitor, keyboard, mouse, all that sort
sound
of stuff.
System, headset.
Yeah.
I dread to think how much I've spent in total.
Don't think about it.
I've started now.
He says, watching these builds are mesmerizing, but so scary to dip your toe. Yeah, well, that's half the fun of it, isn't it?
Definitely. Desk chair.
A desk chair. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All that as well. But the thing is, you might as well start sooner than later, right? Because then you get to the point later on where you've suddenly got all the stuff, and then it's
yeah. Once you've spent £700 on a monitor, you don't need to do that again anytime soon.
Well, I remember when I first started. I forgot my own my first place. So I think I was like 18 or 19. I moved in, took my computer, and put it on the floor with my monitor. And I was literally sitting on the carpet of my living room.
No furniture.
No furniture. I think I was playing Scarface on the PC, I think it was called. Oh,
God. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It was terrible, but I remember playing it and my brother walked in and just saw me going, "Oh mate, you need to get some furniture." I was like, "I don't have any money."
Just spent £1,500 on this PC.
I did it. I spent about £800 on it. It's like,
it's got 64 megabytes.
God, what was that? That was 2001. Yeah, jeez. Right, sorry. Brought it back.
No, I'm getting flashbacks to going to visit my friend in Nottingham. I think this would have been 1989, 1990. He'd gone up to university up there, lived in an absolute shitty dive site in the middle of the worst part of Nottingham. And I just remember going up there, but he was doing a computer course. He's like, "See, there's my computer." And I think it just had an orange monitor.
It was just monochrome.
Yeah, but it had the turbo button, you know.
Yeah.
And I look at it and I'm like, I think I'm supposed to be fascinated by this equipment, but it doesn't really do anything fun at all.
Fucking hell, was that a 386 he had then?
Yeah, it was right. 386 or maybe a 486. I don't know.
It must have been. I had a 486 DX266 when I went to uni, and that was like 1995-ish, 1994. Yeah, and that had a turbo button.
That was when Windows was just coming in, wasn't it? Big time.
I think that was a 3.1 days, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that was when the internet was just coming in, or had been in just for a little while.
But when things weren't so horrible.
Yeah. Right. Neil, he says, Neil, The Watchmen is fantastic. Did any of you watch Westworld? I watched the film.
Fuck me, that's all well old.
Yeah, I remember the film very well. Actually.
Your brand.
I've not watched. Has it been back on? Hasn't it? I haven't watched the latest series of Westworld, but I have watched the first two. I enjoyed the first two, but I've binned off. I'm paying for Now TV at the minute, so I ain't got the latest one.
Are you watching the Formula One?
Mixed reviews, huh?
Are you watching the Formula One?
Oh, I've got sport.
Okay.
Because I bought a season pass for my sport, and obviously because there was no sport for 2 months, they keep extending it. So
right. Okay.
I don't know when I'm next going to have to pay, but when I next have to pay, I'll be switching everything on to BT because they do Now TV through BT now. And it's
okay.
All right, price wise to get the full Monty. So I'll probably do that once my sport runs out.
Fascinating. Yesterday, Lisa Joy and Jonathan Nolan have been given the reins to a Fallout show. Never played any of them other than Shelter, but I'm excited for it. Well, Shelter doesn't really count, does it?
I played Shelter briefly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a game, but it's not really the Fallout experience.
No.
Not the recent Fallout experience, that's for sure.
I haven't played a Fallout game, really.
A Fallout show
sounds like it could be interesting if it's got some people behind it.
Fallout has got a massive, it's huge. It's not only the games, there's a huge backstory about.
Yeah, so this is Amazon are funding it, so it's got some cash, could be good.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, Fallout 3 and 4 and New Vegas.
New Vegas is the one that everyone goes on about. Isn't it?
I started that the other day. I just went, forget it, uninstalled.
You're playing it on Xbox, aren't you?
Yes.
Which is probably the 360 version of it as well.
correct?
Yeah, I've got it on PC where you can get shitloads of mods. So
I can't be bothered with it.
It was about £2.50 the other day. So
yeah, the problem Fallout to me is like a lot. It's like one of those series. Like I can play it, but I can only. When I love Fallout, I fucking love it, right? But it's like a torrid affair, and then afterwards, I need like a few years to recover from it before I can throw myself into another. I need a break. So even though Fallout 76 is coming to Game Pass, I don't think I'm up for it yet.
Well, that's a very different Fallout experience.
Mm.
But I should love Fallout. It sounds like right up my street, but I've never really, like Fallout 3 I played, or don't know how many times, and never really got into it. I was like, I should have just blown that fucking place up, and then might have got interested.
Oh yeah, you have to do the bottom, yeah. I've started playing Fallout 4, and then I fell out of love with it. And then the next time I went back to it, I used a walkthrough, so I was pretty tooled up straight away, and that made it really enjoyable.
Hmm.
So you know, yeah.
I'm not sure Fallout 3 on PC actually works properly because it's all to link to Windows. What's that? Games for Windows Live thing that they had. You have to do some weird shit.
I lost all my saves for Fallout 3 on Xbox, which peed me off. But yeah. Still good. Okay, carry on. We got tweets now. Colm says. Colm, right? Do I pronounce that? Colm. I get mixed up because Psalm 67 and it's Colm. It's a Colm. Yeah. Way to pronounce it. It's not Colin.
Colm. Definitely not Colin.
What's the game you keep coming back to? Mine is Skyrim.
Is it Fallout?
No. It's got to be Resident Evil. I always go back to play Resident Evil 4 or 5. Love them. Every few years, I'll play them again.
I don't know. I don't know. Stellaris?
I don't really have an old game that I go back to. I just keep, like, it's a bit weird because I've been playing Destiny 2 again recently. So I guess Destiny 2, they're the ones I keep going back to, dip in and out of. But they're not for the same reasons you probably play Skyrim. So just like, oh, there's a whole load of new shit to look at. So I'm going to have a look at what this stuff is in Destiny and then go, nah. Or it'll pull me back in completely like it does. But
I think I've got Skyrim on PC.
I've got. If you had Skyrim on PC at some point in the past, you probably got the new version of Skyrim for nothing.
So oh, I don't. I thought I did. Is it not under the Elder Scrolls Skyrim, is it? Under
Yes, it is. It is. It's under the, I believe.
There it is, the Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim. Yeah,
have you got the whatever? What's the enhanced version called? Is it called the enhanced version? I can't remember what it's called.
It doesn't say; just says normal.
Oh, I've definitely got that anyway because I claimed that. I made sure I got that when it was available.
Right.
Not installed at the moment, though.
Yeah, Dave. Did you have anything?
Yes, it's either Stellaris or RimWorld or, you know, sort of just games that you can just put on and not think and just plow through.
Yeah.
But I suppose Borderlands, well, the whole like series of Borderlands games I've been playing forever. I fell out of love with the new one, Borderlands 3. But I know I will pick it up again at some point and play it.
Right.
So I don't know why, just do. Just like, well, what should I do? I'll shoot some things.
Yeah, it's easy.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, nothing really. I don't know. I suppose I used to... I used to play a lot of FIFA.
FIFA.
But I don't think I can't remember the last time I turned the PlayStation on to play a game on it.
Okay. Stuart Cullen friend of the show, says, with Warner Brothers Interactive up for sale and Microsoft looking to splash some more cash, if it does happen, do you see the likes of Batman, Mortal Kombat, and the Lego games becoming exclusives to Xbox? And could Stadia outbid them on this? Could they? Somebody want to break the silence on this one? As far as I understand, Warner Brothers Interactive are worth about $4 billion, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, that's what, if they're looking at $4 billion, that surely includes the likes of the Batman, Mortal Kombat, and that sort of licenses. Otherwise, it's not worth $4 billion, surely.
No. At that point, you've got to be really, you're not buying the studios, are you? Are you? I mean, I guess you are.
Well, you're buying all of that talent.
Isn't that a little bit, though, I suppose we're now into...
You must be buying the IPs as well as all of the
talent. The IP's got to be the number one thing, right? I mean... Because you can't force people to stay, can you?
How much did they pay for Minecraft?
Oh, so I was going to say, isn't Minecraft a Microsoft-owned product?
$2 billion, wasn't it?
$2 billion, and they've made that God knows how many times over because it's ridiculous.
Have they?
Oh, easily, man. It's just constantly selling.
Yeah, but if they bought it for $2 million,
billion,
how much? Sorry,
$2 billion.
$2 billion. Yeah,
$2 billion. $2 billion. They need to sell more than $2 billion to make their money back. They need to sell a lot. They need to sell quite a few billion.
Yeah, but it's not just copies of the game. It's on fucking everything. And there's all these packs. You've not been on Minecraft in ages. You can buy fuck knows of all sorts of shit.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess Microsoft aren't going to tell anyone how they've done on it, are they?
I think they're probably doing all right on Minecraft.
Yeah.
Of the bloody... education licenses.
I won't, sir. I will not.
So, I don't think it will be cut these games if they do buy it. I don't think they'll become Xbox exclusives because there's just too much money to be lost. They'll heavily market and, you know, do additional extras for the Xbox stuff, but the core games will be on PlayStation 4, 5, and a Switch, and whatever else PC.
You gotta go to the other.
Well, like I say, they didn't stop Minecraft going everywhere, did they?
And why would they? You know, you've got to go to the other platform to make the money. Yeah, could Stadia outbid them on this? Stadia right now, would you want to be getting involved in a $4 billion acquisition?
Like they couldn't afford that.
It's not necessarily the case. So, you know. Yeah,
they're the sort of company that probably would fucking try and lock it all down to Stadia, though, wouldn't they?
Money, though. I mean, Microsoft, like, if you're $2 billion on Minecraft, it's obviously a lot of money, and people are like, holy shit, that's a lot of money. But it's not
a stretch. Is it a lot of money for them, though?
It's not, let's just assume whoever is buying this stuff can afford to buy it. But I'm saying, like, Minecraft. You can look at Minecraft, and when you really think about it, you go, you know, you're probably going to get your money back on that. Right? That's not knowing Minecraft and how much kids love it and everything like that and whatever and how popular it is. It's never going to be unpopular. There's always new kids coming up to play it.
The thing with these games is, right, like Batman, kind of well known, but like I think everyone's played it once and played the first game.
Oh, everyone's really hankering for a new one, though.
Really?
They'd fucking be loving it if a new Batman game came out.
Yeah, it would sell gangbusters, but I don't think it's going to... Would it sell gangbusters? I mean, the third one wasn't that great.
Yeah, I reckon it would be. I reckon it would.
Mortal Kombat? I mean, if you release shit Mortal Kombat, are you going to be making Lego games? How many of those have we seen now? Surely they've got to die soon.
I think never announced.
How many have they made? There's been 11 Mortal Kombats, and they're still going, and people love it.
Mortal Kombat 10, though.
10 was the good one.
10 was the standout.
11's good, apparently.
Yeah, but 10 was a standout from not much before that, for a few versions before that, as far as I'm aware.
There's also Lord of the Rings and fuck knows what else. There's tons of stuff they've got, Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
They've got some pretty big IP, so...
So back to my Stadia thing, though. Like, if you were running Google right now and the Stadia guy came up to you and the Stadia guy, right? You're having a meeting with the Stadia. All right, what's his name? What's the Stadia guy? There is a Stadia guy.
Phil Harrison.
Is it Phil? Phil, no, dude.
He's the one.
What's happening, Phil, with Stadia? One of you can play Stadia. Go on. One of you can play Phil. Phil, what's happening with Stadia?
Yeah.
Exactly. And now you want $4 billion to buy Warner Brothers. You can fuck right off out of my office, Phil. Could that be how it goes down?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's a lot of money to come ask someone for, to ask management for on Stadia. Right now, surely Stadia's got to be going, maybe this isn't such a great idea.
I don't know. I just bought a Google Nest. Maybe I could play a Batman game on my Google Nest.
Probably.
Hey, Google, make Batman do the kick.
Did you buy a Nest thermostat or something?
No, I bought a little mini speaker thing. It's 29 quid at Tesco's, 10% off, obviously.
To do what?
Say, hey, Google, what's the weather going to be like? Okay. Sorry, there's been a glitch. I'm like, oh, fuck. No, I've got it in the back room. It's like, well, they're all right. They're good for that. They're good for that. What's the weather going to do? And hey, Google, turn the Xbox off. It's quite a good one recently.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Like, you can link your Xbox to Google. And like, give your Xbox a name or whatever. If you've got more than one in your house, you can say, "Hey Google, turn the Xbox off," and it will turn it off.
Yeah, that's not
really. You'll get a kid to run through the room, going, "What the fuck?"
I like it. Okay, we got Jay sent us one. When playing games or watching films, TV shows, I always find myself staying with the genre. For example, after playing Mass Effect, I'll find myself watching Star Trek. After watching a spaghetti western, I find myself pining for a bit of Red Dead. Do you find this? I'm going to say not really.
I kind of do because I really want to play some racing games after watching all of the racing lately. I'm like, I really want to put some fucking... I do get a bit of that, I guess. And like I said, I've watched all of that Japanese Yakuza thing and I'm like, quite fucking might fire up Yakuza again.
That's funny.
But I've just downloaded the one that's on Game Pass instead of firing up my old save, which I know I fucked up on Yakuza Zero. I was like, what is Yakuza Kiwami? Oh, it's a remake of the original one. All right, okay, maybe I'll just play that. So I've downloaded all 42 gigabyte of that while we were fucking recording. So that's ready to go now.
No wonder we have trouble with this band. Craig, there's audio problems, right? Just remember what he just said. I hope there's audio problems which cover that up for you.
I can't put a limit on the download that bandwidth on the Game Pass, as far as I know. Well, I probably can, but I just don't bother.
Dave, did you add to that?
Yeah, a little bit. But to be honest, I don't watch that much TV. And the stuff that I do watch on TV, I'm interested in generally anyway. So, yeah.
Like the nut job.
Like the nut job. So I
can't get a video game of that, can you?
Well,
or maybe you can. I
mean, the hands-free of Google Nest is perfect, isn't it, right? Google, put on the nut job.
You can do that. Good job I've got my headphones on, isn't it?
Google, lower the lights.
Put on the sexy music.
Light the scented candles, Google. Kangles?
Kangles.
Whatever your fetish.
Maybe you're onto something there.
Okay. Right, that'll do. Thanks very much for your emails and tweets. We really appreciate it. I think the PC ones are brilliant, man. We can get lost in those. I love it.
Yeah.
So they're really good. Let's we'll move into what we've been playing. I need to take a pee break. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. Is everyone here?
It's all right. No, Dave's gone for a wee.
Okay.
I was doing lots of swearing that you need to edit out, obviously.
Were you?
No.
Yeah, I downloaded some stuff on Game Pass. I downloaded Dishonored, Demon's Tilt, Dead by Daylight, and Metro 2033, and Ape Out.
Is that all on the Xbone?
PC Game Pass, yeah.
All of that is PC, is it?
Yep.
What, Dishonored 2?
Yep.
I'm back.
Fuck Good off, on. Is that on PC Game Pass?
Yeah, it is.
What's that? What?
Why? Did you miss it?
Dishonored 2?
Yeah.
How do you spell? Well, look, fucking hell, it is as well. Motherfucker. When did that come out?
I don't know. I just sat and went through it the other day and thought, oh, I want to play that. I want to play that. I want to play that. I just need to get off my ass and download the shit. That's the problem. And so I need to.
Yeah. But then you need to stay on your ass and not play PUBG while you're on PC.
But I played some Dishonored 2. Anyway, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But the thing is, my internet's not brilliant. So if I start a download now, like it screws up all my watching of stuff later. Whereas if I remember to do it right at the end of the night or come down in the middle of the night or set it before.
Do you know what you can do, Fraser?
No.
You can download an app to your phone called the Xbox Game Pass app.
Eh?
Leave your PC on. And you can fucking use the app to tell your PC to download games.
Yeah, but when am I going to do that? It's not the when.
Set yourself a reminder for like 11 p.m. or whatever.
11 p.m.?
11 p.m.
11 of the p.m. All right, I'll do that.
Whatever time you go to bed.
All right. Okay. Anyway, I don't need to do anything for a while. I've got
and then you might spot while you're on the app that it's got some quests.
Be gone, demon. Thou foul temptress. So we've naturally gone into what we've been playing. So let me just pull up the notes here. Should I start?
Go on then. You played the Go weird on. Games.
Yeah, so I downloaded, so like I was just saying there, that was sort of a pre-recording, but I think I'm going to leave all that in. So I have downloaded a load of Xbox Game Pass games. Two of them, I played Demon's Tilt, which doesn't warrant too much talking about. It's basically...
Pinball?
Yeah, it's pinball.
Yeah, it's like 8-bit pinball or something, though, isn't it? It's weird.
Yeah, it's yeah. I mean, the issue I have with it is that I played a lot of... Okay, we're going back. Here's the sidetrack. I played a ton of pinball with Matt back in the mid-90s when I was living in Leicester at university. I basically lived opposite a pinball arcade, and it was really cheap. So we would just get hammered and then go play pinball, and he came to visit me a lot. And we... So I played a lot of pinball. I really like pinball. And there's only real... There's some shit pinball on PC. What's the one that's...
What, the one that's good?
Zen pinball.
Zen pinball is the good stuff.
Zen pinball is good. But they're good because their physics are good. And they're not real pinball.
They're not real pinball, yeah. It's like a video game.
So the pinball tables are tailored nicely to the physics and everything like that, and some neat effects and stuff like that. So they're good pinball experiences, but they're not really pinball. So Demon's Tilt looks like it has a ton of stuff going on that you can do, but the physics are just shit, right?
It looks really retro, doesn't it? So I don't know why you've gone for this massively old-fashioned video game look.
Yeah, I mean, I played it and I got, it's just, I mean, if you go in, looking at it as pinball, it's not very good. Looking at it as a game where you have to try and keep a ball up and whatever, it's not too bad. And there's tons of stuff going on and there's tons of stuff going on. And so I quite enjoyed the game I had, but it certainly wasn't.
Singular.
singular game, but I was on for like 10 minutes. Like, you know, it was definitely, I got my coin's worth, you know, if it was a real pinball machine, I got, but yeah, I mean, I quite like some of the touches. There was some, I think there were some samples for some classic pinball games in there.
Maybe there's some hidden depth that we haven't found, because I played it ages ago. But I was a bit like, I'd rather play Zen Pinball if I'm going to play pinball on my PC or computer.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just too janky to get a pass, I think, unfortunately. So anyway, that's
Demon's Tomb. What was that on PC?
PC Game Pass, yeah.
It's on Xbox as well, I believe.
Yeah. I finished Picross Lords of the Nazarick. I think that was what it's called on the Switch. The Picross game, the anime Picross game. I can't remember how much I talked about it, but did I tell you that I found out what the anime was based on? Did I talk about any of that?
If you did.
It's all based on the Overlord anime, which when I went and dug around, looks pretty interesting and really quirky. But that's by the by. I mean, the whole Picross game is just has this anime fluff around it, which ended up being pretty pointless, I guess, really. So anyway, I finished that. Finished all the puzzles, 100% finished everything on that. And then that game is made by Jupiter. And Jupiter they make the best Picross games. So I was keen to get Lords of the Nazarick out of the way so that I could buy the real meat and potatoes of their Picross games, which is, the first one is called Picross S, which is like classic, does exactly what it says on the tin. You know, it's Picross. It's really well made. It's really well. It's really well usable. That's the way to say it. Do you know what I mean? The background music is nice and relaxing. You can hammer through lots of different puzzles to do. Anyway, it's really well made, right? Class, really well made, classy. So I'm playing that. And again, I just want to. I want to get through it because I'd like to see what the next iteration is to see how they improve on it. They have in this one loads of Picross. I think it's about 150 Picross puzzles and then 150 mega Picross puzzles. Which, if you're into Picross, mega Picross is just another little twist on it, which makes it a little bit more a different type of thinking on it if you're a Picross person.
It's not just bigger, then, not like 1,000 times bigger than a Picross.
It's like Sudoku, but like suddenly, do you remember Sudoku and then there was Killer Sudoku?
Did you guys remember Killer Sudoku? That sounds like it could be a movie.
Killer Sudoku was the one to play after a while. If you're really into Sudoku, Killer Sudoku, I thought was way better. So anyway, it's just,
is there more at stake there? Like, no.
Yeah, man, your life is on the line with Killer Sudoku. anyway, so Picross S is brilliant if you're into that, and I am. So I love sitting down and banging. I just love to sit down and bang one out.
We've got to that stage of the evening,
of course. And then I also downloaded and started playing Dishonored 2 last night, and I think I tried to play this before. I got a feeling I might have tried to play it on my Xbox. And I've now come to the conclusion that I'm never going to play another game on my Xbox. It's just it's just done. Right? It can play, so I would say, like, indie games are going to be fine. Any AAA title on that is just awful on the Xbox
One. You've not tried Red Dead 2, then?
God, on your Xbox.
I've been so tempted. I look at it and went, how many gigabytes? Oh, really want to waste that many gigabytes on something I'm going to play for 10 minutes ago? This plays like a fucking piece of shit. I'm not
I'm just, it can't cut it anymore. It's, you know, and so my eyeballs are now wandering to the Xbox Series S, which I think is going to have something come out at some
currently unannounced, unconfirmed Series S.
Yeah, but there's been too many people talking about it for it not to be something in it. So, So hopefully that, I'd be interested to see if anything comes out about that. Anyway, that's a distraction.
2 weeks, 2 weeks supposedly, isn't it? Might find out in 2 weeks.
Could do.
23rd of July is their thing, isn't it? So,
Yeah. So but hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll find out some stuff. So yeah, so I just downloaded Dishonored 2 on PC Game Pass, and I started playing last night. And I'd forgotten how much I really enjoyed Dishonored. I don't know if either of you played it.
I think I played it briefly, but I think it might have been one of those things I borrowed from Boomerang Games or something.
Right.
And didn't have it for very long.
Dishonored was a really good game, and as far as I can see, Dishonored 2 looks to be more of the same. Like, it's really well made. It has its own style, but it does. But I really got into watching like the cutscenes and stuff like that. The characters are really well defined, good voices, and it's all about betrayal and stuff like that in this place. And then I did a couple of the first levels, which is all stealth. So if you're into a bit of stealth, you know, thing about stealth is you have to wrap your head around. You have to get yourself in the mindset of stealth games. Right? You can't be in a hurry, otherwise you just.
Yeah,
it all goes to tits, and you think it's shit, and then you throw it out. And
yeah, that's me. That's what I do. That's exactly me. It's like, oh, I can't fucking like just murder everybody like running through it.
Yeah, so as long as you pick the right time of the day to play it, right? So I was out with my dog, was ill last night, or had the run, so I took him out last night at like 11 o'clock, and then I was wide awake, so it was like end of the night. I'll play some Dishonored 2 to put me to sleep, you know, do some stuff or whatever. And I was really into it. I wish I could have played more. So I'm looking forward to playing more of that. Like I say, it's really well. It seems to be really well made. It's like I haven't done a lot so far, but I did do some takedowns and some sneaking around and exploring. And I have memories of so far. I've just been escaping from this place and assassinating someone to get something back. And that was very satisfying, actually, just killing this guy. So they do that pretty well. But I also remember in the first one, there was lots of like alternative ways to do anything. So like it would give you the task to say, go kill Bob the Builder over there. And you could go down the hall and go do it. But there were about two or three other ways to get to him, or there were about two or three other different methods to do the deed. So I'm really interested to see how a lot of that opens up as we carry on. I'm already looking at everything, seeing if I can see other routes and stuff. So yeah, that's a thing.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'll play some more. I think I'll definitely have some more on that next week.
Might be downloading that as well.
Nice. And that's it. That's pretty much it. That'll do for me. Neil.
Go on. So I did say earlier, I've been played a little bit more Destiny 2 because we've had a new season. So every new season, this is what drags me back in for a little bit. That drags me back in. I go and check out what's new. So I didn't play it for that long, really. I don't think I'm buying the next lot of stuff. I think I've just kind of burnt out on it a bit. It's not bad. I know people are still constantly playing it, but I've got so many other games that I want to play that I don't really want to allow myself to get drawn back into playing Destiny every day for like 3 hours.
Yeah, when you're in that, when you go into the K-hole that is Destiny, right?
Yeah, I'm always kind of not allowing myself to really get drawn back in. So I just go and check out every new season. I'm like, well, it won't be from now on. This is the last one I've got access to. I don't actually, if this one's a free to everyone, can't remember if that's what they said. It's not bad. It's good stuff. There's loads of stuff to do. There's a new exotics to quest and God knows what else.
But it is funny when people just suddenly go offline playing these games. Like you could go suddenly disappear in your Destiny hole. We lost Dave to Elite for a while there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have had a game that I've been playing a lot, but it's not that. Played a bit more Modern Warfare with Dave, mostly a bit of multiplayer, yeah. New season and all that.
Are you playing Warzone?
I haven't played Warzone in ages.
No,
I just played standard multiplayer.
Yeah, I played a little bit, but I'll talk about that.
All right, okay. So standard Call of Duty multiplayer fare. Decent, good quality. Feel like it's taking longer to get through the season pass. I haven't been playing it like I was the last season, so maybe I'm just imagining that. I don't know. Played a bit of Meat Saber earlier. I was swinging my stick around.
Nice.
Since I've moved my VR into my... Like, it's a smaller space, but it's still big enough, as it were. I've raised my sensors off the floor, and I'm getting a much better experience with the VR, with the sensors being a bit higher up. It's losing tracking less, and I don't get so many glitches. So
that's good.
That is good. And I have bought a game, a VR game that I need to play, which is related to another game that I've been playing recently. I've been playing a bit of Half-Life 2.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like I want to get all that played through before I start on Half-Life Alyx, which I purchased through the Steam sale.
Sorry, have you played Half-Life 2 before?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
I've been chipping away over the last month or two of bits, and every now and again I go, I'm going to go back to play a bit of a Half-Life 2. It's quite easy to get back.
Showing its age now a bit, though.
It's very, like... It's not a bad game by today's standards, it's really, but it's quite an empty world. It's an empty world, empty looking world compared to a lot of games that you'll get nowadays. Hence, it runs fucking ridiculous. Probably runs at about 1,000 frames per second or something stupid. But so there's not an issue of running the game or anything like that. It's just, and it doesn't look bad. There's just not a lot else in the world. It was a massively revolutionary, obviously, when it came out, but it's really quite old now.
Yeah.
So I haven't even got the gravity gun yet. So that's how far I've got in that.
It's interesting.
I've just been doing the Florida boat thing. What's that boat thing? I've just done that bit.
The swamp boat thing.
Yeah. So I've been doing that.
Because I played this week Half-Life 2 Lost Coast. Have you ever played that before? I saw it and I thought, I don't think I've ever played that.
I'm not sure if I played that.
And then I put it in and I played it and I was finished in 20 minutes. So
is that part of Half-Life 2 then?
It's Half-Life. It's a short, tiny level that they never made it into the game, and they just really released it as a tech demo.
Right.
So. It doesn't really count, but I just think it was funny that I played that and you've been playing Half-Life 2.
Yeah, so I'm a bit in two minds. Do I was like, do I really need to play through this? Everyone kind of like, it's a touching point in video game history, isn't it? So I feel like I should probably play through it before I play Alyx, but I don't know.
You know what?
I
would say just play Alyx.
This is definitely a very modern video game.
Force yourself through Half-Life 2 just because you've...
I'm not struggling to play it. Like, whenever I play it, it's not like I'm bored. I'm just like, I could be playing something new.
Yeah. So when did you buy Alyx? Isn't it
25%? It was 25% off in the Steam sale, and there was a £5 voucher, so I paid 20. Oh, I had a bit of credit, so I paid about 23 quid out of my actual wallet.
Wallet.
To pay it, so... It's not a fat wallet anymore.
Wallet.
Yeah.
Do you remember that advert? Access.
Oh, Jesus, mate. Access, your flexible friend.
Yeah.
That's proper
here,
old.
Here, Fanny.
I don't remember it as clearly as you do. I remember the tagline, but that's about it. I might carry on playing that here and there. But the main game I've been playing, which has kind of stopped me playing Half-Life 2, is I got right back into Children of Morta.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Which is that roguelike... it's sort of...
talked about it before.
Yeah, we have talked about it before.
Top-down dungeon crawler. Yeah, it's like really fucking Diablo. Good game. Yeah, on PC?
I've been playing it on PC Game Pass.
Shit, I just uninstalled it again.
You mug. Well, I beat the final boss.
I really want to play with someone, though. I don't like playing it.
Yeah, I need some achievements. I've got, on the gamer score, I've got 790 gamer score out of 1,000 on Children of Morta. I realised. I was like, I kind of feel like I could probably push along and get that 1,000 G. A couple of things I need to do in co-op. But you could die 4 times for me, then I could do that one of them.
Okay.
And then we need to complete a dungeon in co-op, and then the rest of it, I've got to find all the secrets and shit. So that game's fucking good. I really like it. I like the way it progresses, and there was a new character added in the last month. I can't remember specifically when, but how many are there? I think it's about 7 or 8 characters you can play with. Before you beat the final boss, there is this corruption thing going on, which has an impact on your players. So if you play with the same character for like 2 or 3 times in a row, they will get this corruption effect, which will reduce their health and stuff like that. So it sort of encourage you to play other classes. Because each character is basically a class of player. Right? Yeah. So you've got like melee characters, ranged characters, and that's basically the two. But there will be different types.
Be a problem, because I didn't really like some of the other characters. Like, I like the melee character, but I didn't really like the range character was okay.
You get an archer was the first one to use, and I've used her quite a bit, to be fair. You like, with the archer, you can like move, as long as you've got stamina, you can move while you're shooting your bow. If you run out of stamina, you have to stay stationary, or you can obviously, you can either shoot or move. You can't do both at the same time. So it's like, I've not really found it to be a major issue managing your bars. I just got right into it. It's got a pretty cool story going on, and there's loads of mini stories. I think it's a really good game, especially if you're not paying for it through Game Pass. If you haven't played it already and you've got Game Pass,
definitely give
it a crack, because it's really, like, it's a roguelike, but it's quite forgiving, and I feel like once you've played it a few times, you'll have unlocked enough bits and bobs on your characters to progress a lot through the dungeons. It took me quite a while to get past the first sort of area zone, which was like 3 dungeons, but once I'd done those 3, it didn't feel like it took me that long to get through the next lot of 3.
The first dungeon, I was really struggling over and over and over and over. And then I started to really make, not started to make some progress, but I made progress and got towards the end of it or whatever. But then I played a game of co-op with my son, and we just romped through. I thought that made a massive difference. And I found that.
Well, you can revive each other, can't you? If one of you dies in co-op, you can revive.
There's that. And also, like, I was playing the ranged fighter, and my son was playing, I was playing melee, and my son was playing ranged with the girl with the arrows. And it was a really good combination. You know what? Because each of you knows which enemies to focus on and to keep at bay and stuff. So.
Well, what I did find as I was progressed is when you unlock a new character, because obviously you'll level up and unlock new abilities with each character. When you do unlock a whole new character, they usually come into the story at some point. That character, despite being like level 1, is usable at whatever level you unlock them to the current sort of dungeon that you're playing. It's not like you need to suddenly go all the way back to the beginning with that character because they're not strong enough. So it's got quite good progression in terms of the way when you unlock the characters, they're not completely fucking useless for the level you've got to. You don't have to like start all over again. So I've really enjoyed it, and I've played it shitloads in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's good.
And even though I finished the boss, I've been going back and playing it more. There's a new game plus, and I'm a bit like, I could start, because basically New Game Plus is you keep all your progression on your characters and their levels, but you wipe all the progress for the dungeons, and when you start again, it's a lot harder. But I'm like, yeah, but I'm way more powerful than I was when I first started the game, so I've not got around to that bit yet, because I'm like, oh, I might just knock out a couple more of these achievements. But I'm actually thinking I might go back and start again, because it's that good, I think.
Yeah, that's quite the accolade there.
I don't really do new game. Most games of new game plus, I like go, no fucking way, I'm not playing that again. It got way too hard. But this one, I'm like, actually, it could be quite interesting to play again. Because it completely removes all level caps and stuff like that as well.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good sell. Dave, what you been up to? Is that you done, Neil? Sorry.
That's me, yeah.
So, a couple of weeks, I've been jumping in some random old games I haven't played in a while. Namely, Factorio. I think I spoke about it before. It's a 2D top-down, like a automation creation thing.
Factory stuff.
Factory stuff, yeah. You use different factories to convert
Amazon
raw resources. But you use iron, coal to turn into steel, and then copper and coal to turn into copper. Or, you know, it's basically you go down a massive rabbit hole of things to create other things, and yeah, like 17 hours later, you're like, oh fuck, like
yeah,
it's very complicated. So I went down a bit of a rabbit hole with that. I'm not very good at it, but there's lots of people that play it really well. So I like playing it while watching people play it that are much better than me. Go, oh, I can do that. Or, oh, I can do things like...
Is it yeah. a case there's lots of stuff you're like, oh, I would never have thought to do that?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. In how you sort of create factories and sort of chains of putting things together. But especially with this game, the timing of the creation of... So basically you want to optimize like as many factories to like use one resource, or you use different belts to move the resources between your factories. But the belts have like a limited number of items that they can put through every second, and you've got to basically optimize what's being put into what you're sort of producing and outputting. There's loads to it, and yeah, I went down a bit of a rabbit hole for about 4 days of playing about 8 hours at a time, and then I was just like, no, I'm done. I got to a point, I was like, I can't do it anymore. Like I could play so much more, but it's just getting ridiculous.
It's becoming a job.
Yeah. It was quite a lot. So
did you tell your wife that you were going to work every day? Put a hard hat on and got your
She's walking through. Oh, you're not playing that again, are you? So, you can do dinner today. Yeah, of course. I'm like, you know, about 12
o'clock.
Like,
oh, shit. 10 o'clock tonight,
do you? Yeah, I was like, no, I forgot to do it again.
You know, I'm going to search on secondhand, see if I can find an old punch clock outside. So I break bye and get a clunk clunk.
Thoroughly enjoyed, but I had to cut myself off from that. Also playing Railway Empire. I don't know why I bought this game. I think I must have got it on a sale or something. Again, I was looking through my sort of Steam library. I was like, why haven't I played? And I noticed I didn't put any hours into this game. I was like, oh, I've got to at least play it. It's a puzzle game disguised as a railway game. Is how I describe
it. What's it called again? Railway?
Railway Empire.
Oh, it's not cheap, eh?
It's on this month's Humble Monthly, I think. Humble Choice, whatever it's called.
I think I've had it for years, though. I don't know why.
It's 2 years old.
Yeah. I've still got it installed, apparently.
I think I remember this coming out.
I'm not sure why. I've got it. And yeah, so I just sort of started putting some time into it. And yeah, it's okay. Basically, you just sort of you get set. Well, I was going through the scenarios, which you get like given. Well, you get given a task, and you've got to do the task within a time limit, and the time limit is normally like a year, which is like 20 minutes, half hour in game time. Real time. And you've got to set up railways between different towns, and then outside of those towns, there's resources to either put into those towns or ship to other places. And then you can create industries in those towns to ship those resources to different towns. It's been a lot of resource management games from the sounds of it I've been playing. Yeah, it's all right. I don't know how much it's supposed to be now, but I wouldn't spend more than a tenner on it.
Yeah, it's definitely in this month's humble choice, which is 12 quid. Twelve quid to choose three games. One of those could be that if you're really interested.
Yeah, but it's got loads of DLC and stuff. I just played the normal game. And yeah, I've put about 10 hours into it. I was like, oh, I'm done with this now. I got stuck on a mission on the campaign. It was like I did it 3 or 4 times, and I couldn't like mainline the objective quick enough. I was just like, oh, I'm done with this. There's lots more. There's like you don't have to follow the campaigns. There's like just a real like a what's it called, open world free game and stuff like that. And but yeah, I was just like, done with that now.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Modern Warfare. So I played a bit more, obviously, with Neil. There was a limited time 200 person quad.
Oh, did you have a go at that?
I had a go at that. I had a couple of guys. It's really good, actually. So just jumping.
Sorry, so that was Warzone with 200 people.
Warzone, 200 people.
Yeah.
So it was very chaotic. There's a few games where
it's pretty chaotic anyway. Warzone, yeah. Really.
And then yeah, sticking 200 people in there. But I was jumping in with a couple of just rando quads.
Dirty randos.
But you can tell the randos that actually want to work together. Those games did pretty well, and then the randos that just jumped like each different corner of the map, you know, oh, for God's sake, they don't last very long, especially when there's 200 people and it doesn't matter where you land, there's like two or three other groups with you.
You're gonna be fighting.
Yeah, you jump, loot, fight, like, and if you don't survive the first 5 minutes, if you get through the first 5 minutes, you're actually not you do pretty well.
Yeah, a lot of the teams have probably been wiped in the first 5 minutes, haven't they?
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, so I enjoyed that. Actually, I'm surprised it was a limited time one. I'm sure
it'll come back.
They don't want to commit to it. They want to, rather than they start it and it doesn't work and they pull it, everyone gets pissed off. We're just trying it out. It's only for a limited time.
Yeah. Well, they've done that quite a lot, actually. Modern Warfare. They're doing a lot of these different, very limited time, different trial things. And we noticed it when we playing it. It was quads, and then they removed quads.
Mm-hmm.
Was it quads? No, we're playing
threes, wasn't it?
Threes,
then they couldn't get. Then they put in quads, but you couldn't play threes, and everyone was like, "Why can't we still play threes?"
Yeah. You have to be very careful because they have to keep the player base up; otherwise, the game isn't doing what it's meant to do. Right? That's a lot of.
The thing is, that is such a massive player base. If you could, you're talking PlayStation, Xbox, and PC, all playing together.
Right. But they could learn the lessons. Say that PUBG. The mistakes that PUBG made, right? PUBG was awesome, but they had third person view, first person view. So you could play two game types there straight away. Then they put in another, so you have one map. So there's only a choice of two games. They put in another map. Now you got four games. Put another map. Now you got six choices, six queues, right? Mm-hmm. People choosing, I want to play first person, but I want to play this map. That's why we have no map selection in America anymore. So I think they so anyway, the point is that I think Modern Warfare, just being smart, right? Just being very careful and gingerly trying out new things before they risk diluting that player base or that queue.
Yeah.
I think they've probably got a bigger queue.
they've got a bigger pool of queue, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're just being very, very smart in the way they go about.
Because, let's be fair, the console games of PUBG is not like we've got shit old Xbox, the original Xbox One, like not an S, a real old day one kind of model.
Yeah, that's
that game Warzone runs okay. It's not the best, but it runs all right.
It runs,
yeah, yeah, and it runs at 60 frames per second. I think it doesn't look that much worse than what I played on PC.
60 frames, though.
I think that was always the thing with Call of Duty. Like, because they used to do some trickery, didn't they? Even with, like, way back on the 360, it used to run at 60 frames per second. But obviously, it was an HD console, but that weren't an HD game.
No.
It was doing some trickery to make it look nicer than it was. But it had always had the good frame rates.
Right. Yeah. Gameplay was excellent.
So I think they know what's important.
Yeah.
So on the back of that as well, another Battle Royale game I've been playing is I've actually been playing some Fortnite.
Fucking hell. Did you watch any good films?
Cry.
Well, yeah. Well, what's funny is my daughter is, well, for some reason, I don't actually know why. I think one of her friends got into it. She got into Fortnite on the Switch. It's like, Dad, can you play with me? I was like, I don't know. It's like, but I think what she was expecting is like split screen on the Switch or on the big telly. I was like, hang on, I'll just have a look, see if I can do it on the PC. And I can play cross-platform from my PC on her on the Switch.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I'll have a few guys. And I still don't like the game, and I don't like the building aspect of it. And I don't like it's always third person, you can't make it first person.
But it's a battle royale, isn't it?
It's a very slick game.
Yeah.
There's lots of what they've done to it, because I think I played it when it was first released, or you know, first.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot.
Has it?
Yeah.
Neither.
And it's very interesting, and the fact that I can play with my little one. She's on the Switch, and I'm kicking ass on the PC, murdering all these little children who are blatantly on like, other consoles, and they've got no idea how the thumbsticks work.
Are you playing on the keyboard?
Yep.
Oh, that's savage. They allow that?
Yeah, apparently.
How do you reckon Ninja's got so many fucking wins? He plays on PC.
it was enjoyable. It was enjoyable playing with the little one, and she was on the Switch, you know, and she was on there, and it was good. But yeah, it's the thing that I noticed with Fortnite is the ready up to actual game is very quick.
Right.
So when you actually get your party together and everybody pretties up, you go into a holding area and it's less than 20 seconds, and you're on the bus going across.
Yeah,
the sky is very. But that's probably there fits because that's the amount of people that are playing it.
Oh, there's still an absolute ridiculous amount of people playing that game.
Yeah, but there's no holding area. There's no running around for a minute, or you know, going into a holding area and then waiting for everybody to get people in and then into the game. It's like you press it, you go into the holding area, and then, well, it was the holding area wasn't even loading up on the Switch. It was so quick sometimes, just straight onto the bus, straight there. The weapons and stuff are a bit that where they're all kiddish. You know, it's just assault rifle.
Yeah, that heavy sniper rifle is quite kiddy.
But you know, it's not like it's not named AX-50. You know, there's not different types of heavy sniper rifle. There's, you know, sniper rifle. There's a assault rifle. And then there's other things like hook gun and there's, you know, it's
just, still got like the weird plunger mechanic thing going on. Is that in there?
Plunger mechanic?
Well, it's like the thing like you could like, it's like a grappling gun type of thing.
Yeah. You can like pull people towards you. There's on some parts of the map, there's like toilets or telephone booths where you can jump in and it quick sort of travels you to somewhere else on the map, quite close, but that was a bit weird. And then there's sharks which you can jump on and ride.
It's mental, isn't it? Now?
It's really weird. It's funny, and you know, what my little one's been doing, she's been going into free play, sort of. It's kind of like open world free play thing, and they've just been messing about, and creating stairs to the top of the world and stuff with her friends, and well, yeah, fine, go for it.
Yep.
But yeah, it's really slick, and I can see I can see why people like it. It's not for me. But it's a very good entry point to those games, I think.
Kids love it.
There's a reason it's the biggest, well, one of the biggest games in the world, isn't it? It's very polished.
And there's shed loads of stuff to buy on it.
And there's absolutely shit loads of stuff to do without actually just killing people.
Yeah. So. I'll give you my little 2 cents on that. I know you've put in Monster Train.
Had you played that the last time we recorded? I don't think you had.
Monster Train?
Yeah, you talked about that last time.
Yeah, it's the
I know what it is.
It's a card game.
No, I know what it is. I don't remember you covering it on any of the on any of the games.
Definitely talked about it. Yeah, playing a bit more of that card game. I've slowed down on that a little bit, only because I've been massively smashing time against Factorio.
Right.
And,
got Satisfactory?
I have got Satisfactory, yeah. It's the, it's the one that Epic. I think I might have Infinifactory. Yes, I have a style of game that I like. I think I've got an Infinifactory or...
Satisfactory looks like a sort of...
It's a 3D version of...
Yeah, but it's got, like, combat and stuff in it as well. It looked a bit like a cross between that Journey to the Savage Planet and, like, Factorio. Like, there was this sort of PvE element as well as building your factory. You had to kind of defend it or something.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that in Factorio as well. It's not really the main game, but there is... When you're building your factories in Factorio, you create smog or pollution. And then there's like nests of baddies. Like, I don't know, just insects.
Are they really baddies, though? Are they baddies?
Well, yeah, who's the baddie? And then so they come and attack. When pollution gets to them, they attack the things that are creating pollution. Satisfactory. I don't think it's the same mechanic. I don't think there is pollution per se.
This is like a Satisfactory. Is it first person or third person?
First person.
Yeah.
I played that the other week. I tried it.
Satisfactory.
I think so.
I can't remember the last time. When does it say? March 19, 2019. I probably purchased it then, and played it for a good 20 hours. I really enjoyed it, but yeah, I might go back to it, but I'd have to start again. And then again, you're going down. I'm trying to avoid the games where I go down a rabbit hole of these types of games, because I can just put so much time into them. But yeah. Last game I was going to say. Me and Neil played today. Fall Guys. Neil invited us. Well, got an invite to a technical test. They did.
We're not really too sure what to say about it, are we?
No. It's the announcement of when it's going to be released is going to be tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah,
there's
a Devolver Direct tomorrow. Which could be worth looking at, I guess.
Yeah, the last one they did was last year. It was fucking weird.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? That was at E3, wasn't it, last year? Yeah. But
that's on the 12th, isn't it?
Yeah, we and David played a game which is definitely going to be featured on there. I don't know much more we can say about it than that. That's Fall Guys.
So, no, well, we played it. If you look at our Steam profiles, you can see that we played it. Really? Oh, it shows me that you've
played
it.
While you're playing it, it shows that you're playing it, but after that, it doesn't say that you're playing it. So,
okay. So I'd look at the what's it called?
It's on my activity that I can see.
Yeah.
For me.
I can see you and another one of my Steam friends have played it.
Oh, okay.
So, check it on the Devolver Digital.
Yeah, it's about, it says midday Pacific. So what's that? 9 p.m. for us, is it, or something like that tomorrow?
Don't know.
I think, or 8 or 9 p.m. or something, UK time on Saturday.
I think if you like the look of it, you'll like it.
Yeah.
Because I would, from what I'd seen of it previously, I kind of knew I was going to like it anyway. And then, yeah. Okay. And that's it, really. That's been my couple of weeks.
All right.
Delving down rabbit holes.
Fair. Rabbit holes you do well, Dave. I don't think you trying to avoid them. I think you do them pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah. Saying that, I've been smashing Modern Warfare this week. Well, I know I've played these other games, but I've just been going through leveling up on Modern Warfare.
What level are you on the Battle Pass?
40? That's what I was going to say. The reason why you're not progressing through the Battle Pass like you used to is when they done a 2x XP boost.
I did read this, but I was definitely getting double XP because it was like going, you could see it on the thing. It was like, go so many XP and then it would do another the same amount of XP. So I was definitely getting double XP.
Was you? Oh, okay. Yeah. I'd read that basically that was bugged for some people. And it was definitely bugged for me as well. I wasn't getting double XP for. They'd done a 5-day weekend double XP bonus. And then the additional bonuses you're supposed to get by activating your credits, your tokens for double XP for a certain amount of time, that wasn't stacking, and it wasn't for me either.
I don't think it ever stacked in the old ones. I never used to activate any double XPs while there was a double XP going on.
I did once and then didn't think it was doing anything, but apparently it did. Apparently, like, I've watched videos on it that people have been showing that, yeah, you were getting
quadruple XP.
Quadruple XP.
I missed out on all that double XP. I still managed to rinse out the Battle Pass last time anyway.
Yeah. So, Yeah, so it's smashing through that on the battle pass, and I know I said I wasn't gonna do it, but it was just like it's so easy just to jump in, just get out this.
Yeah, just knock the challenges out here and there, and
yeah, and then finish, and then like 3 hours later, you're like, damn, I was gonna stop.
Yeah. I've not played loads, but it's good. It is good. It's still. They keep adding a new map here and there, don't they?
Yeah,
there's a new normal map because we're playing multiplayer rather than war zones. But so we've had. I can't remember what the name of the map is, but it's quite recently. There's a new one, and obviously the thing now is you don't have to pay for the maps. You can opt into the battle pass. I bought the first season 3 was the first one I bought.
Yep.
Was what was it like a £9, £8 or £9? And I earned enough points to pay for the next one. So I haven't. Yeah. I'm playing this one. I've got 600 Call of Duty points ready to go. I need to get another 400 for the next battle pass.
Yeah, it's about 1,000. Yeah.
If I played it a few more times in the next. What is it, 4 or 5 weeks? I might get enough to not have to pay again.
You probably, yeah.
So, it's pretty. I mean, there's always the option to go in, dip into your funds and buy Call of Duty points to buy all of the funky weapons and emblems and God knows what else that they do in the store, which there must be people who are just lapping all that shit up.
And you know which ones are because they're the ones that buy the tracers and the flaming knives packs and stuff, and you're like, I understand it. It's like all this stuff. Actually, there was a gun that you could buy that had explosive rounds that completely broke the Battle Royale because it was allowing people to one-shot people when that should have been possible. But they fixed that. But yeah, all these guns and things should be cosmetic.
They do a good job on their cosmetics mostly. The guns look cool if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There was a load of Canadian themed stuff the other week that for Canada Day. Like a Canadian skinned helicopter and the quad bike, I think it was, or whatever, and then some guns.
Congratulations, Canada filled out the correct paperwork to free themselves from British rule.
Yeah. Well, we didn't free ourselves as much as our cousins to the south.
You did it the proper way.
We're still Commonwealth country, right? So.
That doesn't mean anything, though, does it?
I don't know. Anyway, okay, let's
move on to... Let's not get too political.
My dinner's going to be ready soon, so I'm going to push this now. Let's go to the news.
Well, this is the news blitz.
News!
The news blitz.
Yeah, news blitz.
This is an old one, but the Summer Game Fest... Is that the Jeff Keighley thing? Anyway, there's 60 demos coming to Xbox One later this month.
Ooh.
Probably in line with their next... briefing type of thing going on, which I think is in 2 weeks, 23rd of July. So obviously the thing with E3 was you could go and play loads of demos if you went, which obviously people can't do. So there's going to be 60 of these demos. I've not seen anything updated on what they're going to be, but
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That they're going to be there for you, people, everyone in the entire world to try out, which obviously doesn't normally happen. Next TV news. We have talked about Fallout. Was there another one? Can't remember. Anyway, so my friend Pedro, the banana gun game, skateboarding game, is being made into the TV series, apparently, by the writer of John Wick.
Everyone who's played My Friend Pedro likes it. I played it, but I didn't play it enough to get to know it. Has it got... How I didn't think It didn't look to me like it was the sort of game that would lend itself to a TV show.
I think it's probably going to be a bit different as a TV show than it is as a video game, but there we go.
But maybe, I don't
know. I've not played the game either, so I can't really comment. Okay. Although it's quite, like, could be interesting. The people are getting involved in these things sound like they might make it good. But, yeah. You know, who knows? We'll see. This weekend is Ubisoft Forward, which is their sort of E3 replacement. And if you watch it, where do you need to watch it?
Simply log on to your Uplay account during the show itself to nab the enjoyable San Francisco Tepront Watch Dogs 2 for free.
On PC.
Yep.
So they might need to, I don't know if you, yeah, so you need to log into your Uplay account. So I don't know if that means you have to watch the video while you're on the Uplay, whether there's going to be a stream through the Uplay.
I think you just log
client.
Into when
yeah, but
that time and it goes.
How's it going to know you're watching? How's it going to know you're watching?
They're not saying that you need to watch it. They
say you okay, you don't. You could just literally look. Okay, fine, fair enough. So yeah, so
you set your alarm. Do you play account? Get free game.
Yeah, Watch Dogs 2. It's all right, isn't it? I think it's supposed to be quite good.
Yeah, I think actually it's supposed to be all right. First one was Toilet. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about Toilet. But I think 2 is supposed to be better than 1. That's for sure. But yes, free game if you just log into your account while ever. That's Sunday. Is that Sunday? When is that?
That's a good time to. That's a good thing.
Sunday at 8 p.m. UK. Set your alarms.
Sunday afternoon. Here.
So Tencent, you've heard of them.
Yep.
Pretty major company. They are in talks to acquire Digital Extremes owner Liu Technologies. I'm not sure what Liu Technologies is.
Why is that relevant?
Digital Extremes make Warframe.
Oh.
Which is a pretty popular free-to-play game. Oh, are they better? They own the Gears Tactics developer Splash Damage as well, apparently. So, Tencent just expanding their portfolio, I guess. They picked up a chunk of Epic Games. You know, we said about PlayStation picking up. Did we say about that earlier? About PlayStation picking up a portion of Epic Games. We didn't actually talk about that, did we?
No. So,
mention that. Did you mention that in chat?
Oh, we talked about it before we started, I think. So it was £200 million or something. Sony, not PlayStation. Sony paid for a stake in Epic Games. Actually, is that in the news? Oh, yeah, it's coming up in the news already. Next. Should have talked about this first. But that was some ridiculously small percentage of what Epic are worth now. Tencent paid some, I don't know what it was, but they basically got about 49% stake in Epic Games way back for not a lot more than Sony have just played for like a relatively minuscule portion of Epic that they've just pumped in. So yeah, they're pretty big, Epic, Tencent and Epic. So Tencent are the Chinese company, and they have big stakes in Epic, Supercell. Don't know them. Fat Shark. Don't know Supercell. Them. Funcom.
Yeah, they did. They are the what's that castle game on iPad I was playing for ages? Castle Crash?
Clash Royale.
Castle Royale.
Clash thingy.
Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. Grinding Gear Games, I don't know that. Paradox Interactive do a lot of the Forex games. Riot, which now it owns completely. Obviously, the Riot is League of Legends, which is pretty fucking huge. And they've got investments in PUBG, Bluehole, Ubisoft. They've got fingers in all the pies in the gaming world. So, not sure what that's going to really mean. Other than they're going to be hoovering up loads of money. Yeah, and then Tim Sweeney says the Sony investment in Epic has nothing to do with his PlayStation praise. It was complete coincidence that after they'd just praised PlayStation 5 and, you know, whatever, that Sony came along and invested all this money in the company. It sounds like a lot of money, 250 million. We talked about this, me and Fraser, offline, but it was like Epic now is worth something like $17.8 billion. So $250 million, not a big chunk of what they're worth. Still a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure it's going to really, it's not going to get you much sway over what they're doing, is it?
No, I guess it gets you a foot in the door and sort of
yeah,
you can be heard. I mean,
if there was comments around the internet about, oh, this means we're going to see more PlayStation exclusives coming to Epic Game Store, and other people are like, no, it means we're more like we're going to get Epic stuff on PlayStation, blah, 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 and, you know, the usual fanboy bollocks. But I was like, it's actually Sony, it's not PlayStation. So given what Fortnite's been doing, are we going to be watching Sony movies and stuff in Epic more than anything? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. Who knows?
It's another avenue for Sony to, you know, they say it's, you know, they're both companies are always looking to, like, blah, blah, blah. Look at, they're always at the cutting edge of technology and blah, 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 all that tech speak and corp speak. But it's not PlayStation specifically, it's Sony. So it may be more, you know, not just the video games, basically. And that is basically the news.
Did you see that?
Well, there's a lot more news. But
there's a little piece of news in the corner I just saw, that NVIDIA is now worth more than Intel.
Yeah. I did see that. That's recent news that came up in the last couple of hours.
And NVIDIA is now worth $251 billion. Damn.
Well, more than Epic.
Way more than Epic.
Wow. That is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Good. It's way more money than I've got.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, thanks, Neil, for rushing through the news. I'm sorry to push towards the end, but we have surpassed the 2-hour mark by a bit, so we've done all right. That's a show as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Unless you guys have anything to add, we can wrap her up.
That's good.
All good for me.
All right.
I didn't go for a wee earlier, so, you know.
Yeah, I gotta go for another already. And I'm starving. All right. Wouldn't, well, thanks. What's that? What?
Wouldn't you pop?
Yeah, that's true. Sealed
done. Seal.
Oh, hey. Yeah, that's it. Okay, well, look, let's get out of here. Thanks to everyone who sent us questions and stuff. That stuff I really, really appreciate and like big time. So thank you very much. Thanks for putting up with all our bollocks. And we'll catch you later. So long.
All right. Ta-ra.
Bye.